Are you one of the many people that wish they had more time? Hi, I'm Martin Mulcare from Etium, and I'm going to talk about some ways that you can delegate more effectively and win that time back. Let's start with a fundamental principle. If you are only prepared to hand over tasks to people who can do it as well as you can, then you'll be left with a lot of tasks to do. I suggest that the cutoff is 75%. So, if someone else is capable of performing the task at least 75% as well as you can, well, let them do it. Better still, if you can provide the right support, guidance, and with your experience, their 75% will quickly grow towards 100%. And so, please don't be offended, they may one day be able to perform the task even better than you can. The trick is to provide the right level of support and guidance. Let's look at the communication required from you in three stages. The first stage is right at the beginning, and the first step is easily overlooked because, after all, you're keen to get the job done. The first step is to ensure that you correctly position the task for your team member. So, let's start by explaining why it's valuable for your team member to understand and undertake this task. In other words, what's in it for them? Once you've got their buy-in, you can provide some context for the task and then begin to explain the steps involved. But how are you going to ensure that your team member understands what's involved? After you have completed your explanation, a popular question to test understanding may be, okay, any questions? I think this is a poor question because your team member is unlikely to own up that they don't understand. A much more effective question for you to ask is, what aspect would you like me to go over again? That almost assumes that there'll be some aspect that you haven't explained well that they would like to clarify. Let's move to the second stage. During the task. I hope that you will agree that when your team member is first attempting this task, the objective is for it to be completed successfully, but in a manner that enhances your relationship. Now, how can you monitor and support your team member in a way that builds trust and mutual respect? Well, for a start, I would recommend that you agree the approach up front. You need to do more than ask, do you think you'll be okay? A far better question would be, how would you like me to support you in this task? That allows your team member to have a say in the level of support that they would like to see from you. You might also like to agree on how often your team member seeks input from you. Don't leave it as, oh, let me know if you have a problem. Again, early in the task, ask your team member, how often would you like to check in with me? Similarly, how can you monitor both time and quality in a way that is respectful? In terms of time, don't ask, when will it be finished? Perhaps more respectfully, how much progress have you made so far? In terms of quality, rather than saying, well, is it right? A better suggestion might be, what steps have you taken to check your work? I hope you agree that this is more helpful for your team member. Let's move to the third stage, at the end of the task. When it's completed, it's a great opportunity to learn from the experience. And not just for your team member, you're also in a position to learn from the delegation. We'll talk about feedback for your team member another day, but what about feedback for you on your delegation skills? Wouldn't you like to know how effective you have been from your team member's perspective? So at the end of the task, don't dismissively say, well, was that okay? Better questions might be, what did you like about the way that I supported you this week? And what would you like me to do differently next time? These questions are much more likely to give you insight into your skills. If you can master the skills of delegation, you can not only help other people to learn and grow, you can improve your relationship with your team and free up some more time for you. Best wishes in applying these ideas in your workplace. Goodbye.